Wings for the Word. Stories from the lives of Roland and Arlene Cornelius, radio missionaries in Africa and the Caribbean. Written and read by Arlene Cornelius. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise thy works to another, and shall declare thy mighty acts. I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty, and of thy wondrous works. Psalm 145, 3 through 5. O give the winds a mighty voice, sing praise to the blessed name of one who suffered, bled, and died, the sinner to reclaim. Yes, give the winds a mighty voice. Tell that in Christ there is victory. He breaks the bonds that claim the soul. He gives the song of a soul set free. A poem by William Brousseau. Dedication.
This book is dedicated to my 22 grandchildren and to my 12-plus great-grandchildren, that the generation to come might know them, even the children which should be born, which should arise and declare them to their children, that they might set their hope in God, and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments. Psalm chapter 78, verses 6 and 7. I pray that each one of them will trust the Lord as their personal Savior, will live for the Lord in obedience to His Word, and will meet me in heaven to live together forever with our wonderful Lord. Granny.
Reflections. Dad always exclaimed, "Radio is the fastest way to reach the most people in the shortest length of time." I still marvel at how God worked through many miracles to push his cause forward through my family's involvement in missionary radio and for the souls that were saved. All four of us children were born on African soil while Mom and Dad ministered at the missionary radio station ELWA in Liberia, West Africa, for 16 years. I was in awe as a young elementary student as how God answered our specific prayer for it not to rain on the newly poured tower base. It was raining where I was at school. It was also raining all around the tower base. But God held back the rain from wetting the tower base itself. When preparing and gathering supplies for the radio station in Antigua, West Indies, I could hardly believe God's provision when Dad called a tower man and asked if he knew of a used tower we could purchase for the radio station. The man had just hung up the phone with an order to take down a number of towers and asked Dad, "How many do you want?" Dad said, "One will be fine." I was out of the home and married when Mom and Dad were led to establish another radio station on the southern Caribbean island of Carriacou, an island off of Grenada. The communists had set up a powerful radio station on Grenada, which Reagan's troops quickly put out of commission. It was as if God was saying, "This is not the radio station I had planned for these islands. I am sending Roland and Arlene Cornelius to establish a Christian radio station to proclaim my truth to these islands. Listen on, my friend, and praise the Lord with us, and marvel at God's hand and all he has done through these wings for the word."